AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is a good day.
President Obama is praising the release of American captives in Iran and the implementation of a nuclear deal with Tehran. But the AP's Mark Smith reports the president is also slapping new sanctions on Iran over missile testing.
Officials have determined one, possibly two tests last fall violated UN mandates, so the administration's targeting 11 individuals and Iranian entities. Even though nuclear sanctions are now lifted, the president says non-nuclear sanctions for support of terrorism and other rogue behavior will be enforced vigorously.
We are going to remain vigilant about it. We're not going to waver in the defense of our security or that of our allies and partners.
Still speaking to reporters, Obama said the nuclear deal and the freeing of captives do open a door that could lead to ending Iran's isolation, and he's encouraging Tehran to walk through it. Mark Smith, Washington.
A Swiss Air Force plane carrying Americans released by Iran has landed in Geneva. A Swiss Foreign Ministry spokesman confirms three Americans were aboard the jet that touched down after dark. From Geneva, they'll be flown to a U.S. air base in Germany. There were four Americans freed. One of the Americans wasn't on that flight. Just a short time ago at Vandenberg Air Force Base in California.
3, 2, 1.
Engine ignition and liftoff of the Falcon 9 rocket with Jason 3.
A U.S.-European satellite launched aboard a SpaceX rocket. The satellite is designed to measure ocean phenomena. South of Tampa in Duet, Florida, a tornado killed a husband and wife. Their son and four grandchildren were injured. Don Hermey is Manatee County Emergency Management Agency director. He says there's a lot of damage.
Had a lot of down power lines, a lot of tree damage, whether it's from the winds uprooted just because of all the rain and or literally just snapped off from the winds.
This is AP Radio News. A man has died at a hospital in France after taking part in a drug trial. The AP's Angela Charlton reports three more people are at risk of brain damage.
All were taking part in a drug trial for a painkiller that's based on a compound similar to the active ingredient in marijuana.
Prosecutors in France have started a manslaughter investigation. The case shines a spotlight on the practice of testing drugs on paid, healthy human volunteers. An American was among 28 people killed in an attack on a hotel in West Africa in Burkina Faso. The AP's Krista Larson is in Dakar.
The American killed was a 45-year-old missionary from Florida named Michael Rittering. He and his wife had sold all of their goods and moved to Burkina Faso in 2011 to work at an orphanage. That orphanage also had a shelter for abused women and widows. He and his wife also have adopted two children from Burkina Faso.
And Al-Qaeda militants are claiming responsibility. AP Update. I'm Ed Donahue.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.